Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. Today we have a special program for you. Our speaker, Dave Rosenfeld, is one of the associate pastors with Thurman Scrivener at the Living Savior Ministries. We join today's message, Bazookas in the Spirit, already in progress.
Fear is faith in the devil. I want to expound on that a little bit. When did fear first show up in the Bible? Garden of Eden, that's right. When? They were hiding, they were afraid because they had done what? Sin. What kind of sin?
Disobeying God.
Genesis 3, start at 3, 4. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. What tree was that? Tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Fear always comes because you're eating of that tree. It don't come from any other place. If you eat of the tree of life, you study the word of God and it talks to you, you'll never have fear. You'll have faith in God because faith comes by hearing the word of God and the word of God will talk to you till you believe it. But if you eat of this tree, where can we find the tree of the knowledge of good and evil today? Everyone say TV, seminary, universities, any book that's not written by God. If you read anywhere but in what this book says, you will believe you're supposed to be sick. You'll believe we're living in a fallen world. You'll believe that the covenant of Abraham doesn't belong to you. Because there's plenty of stuff out there that will teach you that. But it all comes from the tree of the what? Knowledge of what? Where do you learn about knowledge of good and evil? And what does knowledge feed? What did he say in those verses? 2 Corinthians 10, Isaiah 26. Feeds the mind. Thoughts, that's right. Anytime we're studying something other than the Word of God, it will engender fear because it will not generate faith. If you want to trust God because you came here sick today, but you've been going to that doctor and he's been telling you or she's been telling you, look, this is the odds, this is the statistics, all that stuff that Jeff read us at the very beginning of his sermon, all that stuff, if that's what you're believing in, you're going to go, oh my God, I'm never going to make it. If we eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, it's simply knowledge. Simply knowledge of what's good and what's bad. If we're eating of that, it's going to generate fear in our hearts. First it starts here and then we feed it to the heart. Y'all follow me? Okay. Your thinking affects your health because whatever you're thinking is ultimately going to manifest itself in your body. I want to look at one thing, 2 Corinthians 10:5, these bazookas. We're going to use these bazookas to beat the devil. And it says, casting down imaginations. Now, the word imaginations in the original language is not imaginations. It comes from the Greek word logismos, where we get logic. And there are logical reasons why you are upset with someone else. And he says, if you want to beat that disease, the very first thing you do is you cast down that logical reason. And I mean, everyone in here been hurt? Yeah, praise the Lord, yeah. He had a logical reason for why you hate him. Logical reason why they need to fry in hell forever. And we're to cast that down because Jesus by far had the most logical reasons of any of us. Where do logical reasons reside? Right here in the mind, huh? Because if he ate of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he had lots of logical reasons, praise the Lord. And we're supposed to cast down every high thing. That's every prideful thought we have that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. What's the knowledge of God? To love. That's all we're called to do. We're called to love. And so, but we have logical reasons why we don't need to love because this person has hurt me. You don't know what they've done to me. Well, it doesn't matter. You don't know what they did to Christ. We got a movie that kind of tells us, but we don't know. Bottom line is cast it down. There's a teaching back there called How to Forgive and Forget. If you want to learn how to cast it down, it's back there. But we're to bring every person to the obedience of Christ. So what that says? Bringing into captivity every person that hurts me to the obedience of Christ. What's it say? Every thought. That's right. What's the bazooka? Bring that person to the altar and make him pay, right? No, but that's what we want to do, isn't it? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're to cast down the logical reason of what they've done to us, why we should be upset with them. And we're to bring that thought to the obedience of Christ, which what's the only commandment your Savior gave you? Love. That's right. Praise the Lord. Okay. If we get a hold of that, our covenant of grace will never be sick in. We'll never be sick. But that's the bazooka right there. We have to cast down that logical reason. Okay. Let's talk about one thing that affects most every one of us in our life and why we're sick. Because the first place that we learn what love is as an adult is in marriage. Marriage is the first place that we're called not to learn what our mamas did to us as children, or our dads, if you had a good dad or a good mom, whatever. It's to learn what Christ did in his life towards us. And in fact, Ephesians 5 says, this is the mystery of your walk with Christ. The mystery between Christ and the church is what a marriage looks like, or what it's supposed to look like, praise the Lord. The marriage is what Christ and his church looks like. Nothing else in the world looks the same. Nothing in the world looks like it except for marriage. Actually, what is marriage? Go to Genesis 2, starting in verse 18 to 25. Let's look what God called a marriage. And I'm going to make this statement before we get there, that when you married, you declared before God and many witnesses that you would commit yourself to this other person. No one else, not your boss, not all your desires and things that you go after. You confessed before many witnesses that this person I'm going to commit my life to forever. And no matter what happens, I'm going to stand by them. Now think about that for a second. That's what you said. Most of y'all just thinking, well, the men anyway, I can't wait till this is over, praise the Lord. But that's what you said. Before many witnesses, you said, this person is the most important person in my life. My job is going to take second place. Everything I desire is going to take second place. This person. Now, why did God have you do that? Why is that the mystery of Christ in the church? Because when you come to Christ and you do that, you're saying the exact same thing. This Savior is the most important thing in my life, and I will not let anything else interfere with it. How many of y'all let something else interfere with your marriage? Praise the Lord. I can raise my both hands. Praise the Lord. I'm in the ministry. I'm allowed to, right? Okay, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. One last time. You declared in front of God and many witnesses that this person was the most important thing in your life, more important than your cars, more important than your children, more important than anything else, this person. Okay, you got that? Okay. Genesis 2, verse 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. Yeah, he'd make a big mess of himself if he stayed alone, wouldn't he? I will make him an helpmeet for him. And we talked about last time, we talked about what a helpmeet was. That was a slave, right? No, what do you mean, no? What was a helpmeet? A helpmeet, we saw in original language, was someone who could clearly help the man see what was obviously in front of him. Didn't mean that the helpmeet was right. Didn't mean the helpmeet was wrong. The helpmeet was simply there to help him see what was clearly in front of him. Helpmeet wasn't supposed to make him see what was in front of him. How many of y'all done that? It wasn't to make him see it. It was simply to help him see it. Because that's where the word help and then that other word meant to see what was painfully obviously in front of him. Okay? So God said, it's not good because this man can't see everything. So I'm going to make him a helpmeet so that he will be able to see everything. And the best part is he didn't pull it out of a cow or a pig or a dog or a cat. He pulled it out of the side of the man, not just the rib, the side. Okay. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field, and he brought them to Adam so he could name them. And Adam gave names to all the cattle and everything. But the last part of verse 20, but for Adam, not one of them was a suitable helpmeet. There was not the right spirit in all of these creations that were brought before Adam to name. Okay, who had the job? Adam did, right? Adam was the one that was doing all the working. Okay, but for Adam there was not found an helpmeet, somebody who could help him see clearly what was in front of him. And so God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and Adam slept. And God took his side, that's a Hebrew, his side, and closed up the flesh instead thereof. He closed it up with flesh. And out of the side, which the Lord God had taken from the man, remember it's from the man, he made a woman and brought her unto the man. And what did the man say? And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man." Now, if you study out the Hebrew in here, Adam is Adam and Ish is what man means. Ish, I-S-H is how we write it. Ish means self, me. Okay? Everything else, Adam said, "Oh, that's you. That's it. That's they. That's whatever." But there was only one thing in all of his language that he called me, self. This is me. And when the woman came to him, he goes, "Isha, this is me." He saw the woman and said, "This is me." Y'all follow me so far? He didn't say, "Oh, a horse, a cow, a pig, a slave, a servant." No, he didn't say that. He said, "Me. Somebody that could relate to self, to me." We studied this nonsense in college about psychology and all this mess and how do you really know you're really there and a bunch of foolishness, praise the Lord. Read the Bible, that's how you know you're here. But they try to figure out, am I really here? Am I just a figment of some thought that's floating through insanity, you know, praise the Lord. But he said, "I'm me." And when she came to him, he goes, "Me." Ah, this was not an inferior product that came to him. This was somebody completely him, get this, but completely different. So we come into marriage and we go, "All right, this is great." And we get that one part of marriage that we really like, praise the Lord. But then all of a sudden, as most of us do, we enter into a marriage as a partnership. That'll never work in marriage. Why doesn't it work in marriage? Why doesn't a partnership work in marriage? Well, you got yours, I got mine, we'll just be happy. But it never works, does it? Y'all tried it, it doesn't work, does it? Why? Why doesn't it work? Why can't Pastor have his own ministry and Cheryl have her own ministry? And why didn't it work? I'm going to tell you why. Because even though Adam saw what God brought to him as completely himself, she was not just different. She was completely opposite to him. Let's look at this spiritual Adam that God created and he brought this Eve. And let's look at them naturally. "Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall become one."
You have been listening to Dave Rosenfeld of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Bazookas in the Spirit, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.